Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
FDA guidance sets Lantern Pharma Inc., LTRN, on a path toward realizing its clinical trial plans for rare pediatric cancer therapy. Lantern Pharma Inc., LTRN, is gearing up for a clinical trial targeting a rare pediatric disease in Q1 2026 following a positive meeting with the FDA. The company received guidance on trial design and the regulatory pathway for its investigational therapy, LP-184-001, aimed at combating central nervous system cancers like ATRT. This therapy, designed to battle pediatric brain cancers, is part of Lantern Pharma's efforts to address unmet medical needs in various conditions. The company's recent Type C meeting with the FDA will help amend its IND submission for the therapy, with two current trials already showing promising results in patients. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Scorpion venom shows promise in brain tumor treatment. Scientists have discovered that scorpion venom could be a valuable tool in fighting brain cancer. The City of Hope team is adjusting the chlorotoxin dosage and planning larger studies to assess its effectiveness. Meanwhile, CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NACCNSP, and other entities are also exploring ways to enhance the immune system's targeting of GBM tumors. This promising research highlights the potential of scorpion venom in brain tumor treatment. For more information and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized platform focusing on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching diverse target markets.
Investor news breaks. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ's P, advances TNX-2900 for Prader-Willi syndrome into Phase 2 trial. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NEXP, has advanced its TNX-2900 for Prader-Willi syndrome into a Phase 2 trial after receiving FDA clearance. TNX-2900 is a magnesium-potentiated intranasal oxytocin formulation for the rare genetic disorder. The program has received orphan drug and rare pediatric disease designations, making Tonics eligible for a transferable priority review voucher upon approval. Tonics Pharmaceuticals is a commercial stage biotechnology company with a pipeline of development candidates. The company recently received FDA approval for Tonmya, TM, a non-opioid analgesic medicine for fibromyalgia. Tonics also markets treatments for acute migraine in adults, and is focused on CNS disorders, immunology, immuno-oncology, and infectious diseases in its development portfolio. For more information, visit www.tonicspharma.com.
Investor news breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, expands European Medical Advisory Board to advance HIBRIGHT Phase 3 study. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on treatments for rare diseases, has expanded its European Medical Advisory Board to guide its confirmatory Phase 3 trial of HIBRIGHT in early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. This 18-week study will enroll about 80 patients, with top-line results expected in the second half of 2026. The company is strengthening European engagement ahead of potential commercialization. Solagenix is developing and moving toward potential commercialization of HIBRIGHT as a novel photodynamic therapy for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's development programs also include synthetic hypericin for psoriasis, duscotide for inflammatory diseases, and vaccine candidates for ricintoxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. For more information, visit Solagenix Newsroom at ibn.fm/SNGX. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.